Hey everyone, thank you for joining me today as we continue walking down the path that leads us through the strange Paradiso. There's so much to talk about today. I really don't know where to begin. For one thing, I have had people email me and ask me to if I could wait a little bit longer to get into what I was going to talk about when it comes to the movie They Live and if there is an AI connection and predictive programming and stuff like that. So I'm going to give it a little bit more time, okay? Because not everyone has been able to watch the movie, and some people have said that they've had a hard time actually finding this movie, okay? So I guess I will be doing that on, let's say, next Monday, okay? I will be talking about if there is a connection. I'm not saying that there is. I'm just saying how things kind of seem to me, okay? I'm just going to go in a little bit as far as technology. When it comes to technology, I actually feel that these type of things are not new. They're not brand new. They're new to us because now it's just coming out for the public. But I believe that these things have actually been used already by certain agencies, okay? I'm talking about AI. Just like a long time ago when the internet first came out and it was called World Wide Web and all of this stuff, it wasn't brand new, I don't believe. I believe that it had already been used, but certain agencies were only able to use them, only knew about them because it wasn't out to the public yet. So the World Wide Web was something that was brand new to the majority of us. But yeah, I never felt like, oh, this is just brand new technology. We just discovered this. No, I believe that that had been already employed by certain, maybe government, maybe something else. But yeah, I just had a hard time with believing it was just brand new, absolutely brand new technology. Okay. But anyways, okay, this right here, what I'm going to share with you is some theory, okay? And this is something that I just recently heard. I have to go back a few months ago. I was having a discussion with my husband, and he was talking about his mom and how his mom still has cable TV, and she just believes that cable TV is going to last forever and that they're actually getting new customers to whoever her cable TV people are. I don't know what company handles her cable, but she just seems to think that cable is going to last forever and so on, okay? Where we know that the majority of the population use streaming services now. And to tell you guys the truth, I don't even know why someone would prefer cable, because then you really don't have options where you're going to place your TV. It has to be by the cable hookup, and then you have to have that unsightly box or that little thing. You know, like, who really would want that over streaming, okay? That's just my opinion and my preference. I don't know, but I never liked cable. To me, it was just like, why do we have to have this? Like, they say that they put a man on the moon in 1969, and we have to have cable. We can only have our TV right here by this hookup, and we have to have this ugly box? Not so much. But anyhow, along with the cable TV gig she has going on, okay, she still has her home phone. She has a mobile phone, but she still has her landline. So recently, I was reading how the phone companies want to do away with the landlines. Because that's another thing, guys. Okay, let's face it. Who really has a landline anymore? Besides some elderly people, some businesses. Okay, I understand that. And elderly people are very stubborn to get rid of the things that they have known for so long. The only reason that my own mother just got rid of her home phone is because she went to go and live somewhere else, okay? She went to go live with one of my brothers. So it's like there's no home phone there. So she had no choice. She had to get a cell phone. But anyhow, the reason given why a lot of phone companies want to get rid of the landlines was said to be because it actually cost more to maintain these communications. I don't know if there are wires underground or whatever, but it was said that it costs more to maintain the landlines than it actually, like there's no financial gain for the phone companies. It's like actually a minus, okay, from their bottom line because of the maintenance fees and not that many people have them. Okay, well, that may be true. I know a few people that still have their home phones, and yes, they are all in their, let's say, mid-70s and on, okay? But the majority of other people don't have them anymore. I know at least here in this state. I don't know about other states, okay? But what about the businesses? What about the business phones? What about, like, hospitals, the hospital phones? I'm pretty sure that they have still like the landline, okay? I know that you can connect the business number to your phone and this, I know all of that. But when we're looking at like a big company, when we're looking at something big like a hospital, like doctor's offices and things like that, it would probably be better to have a landline, okay, for those types of commercial buildings, whatever you want to call them. So I started thinking, like, I believe that they're going to be making, I'm talking about phone companies, they're still going to be making some money from the regular old-fashioned phone lines, maybe not as much as they used to, but I don't believe that they are losing money. I mean, how much maintenance needs to be done to keep these things going? Once a year, once every 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, or when they need to update something? It just doesn't seem to me that their minus is that big, okay? Big enough to just say, okay, well, we're not going to offer this service anymore, period. So I started thinking, all right, so I personally have no use for a home phone. I haven't had one since 2007. We got rid of our home phone in 2007. One of the reasons was I didn't even know the phone number to give it to anyone. So if the phone would ring, I wouldn't even answer it because I didn't know the number. So it's like, okay, who's going to be calling me? I couldn't have given anyone the number to this phone because I don't even know what it is because I don't even care. So then I told my husband, okay, you know what? We're paying for this thing for nothing. We don't use it. I don't even know the flipping number. So let's just go ahead and get rid of it. So we did. That was 2007. So anyhow, still, I'm like thinking about it. Okay, well, if it's just the money situation, at some point, I guess there would be some type of technological breakthrough where hospitals didn't need a landline anymore, businesses, any type of commercial businesses, they didn't need it, all right? But then, and maybe you guys already know about this, all right? But I was reading, and they're talking about, for example, if the internet went down. Now, we have a lot of people, you know, that's why this is theory. So they were talking about this. If it went down, they were saying people would lose their minds. They wouldn't be able to do this, wouldn't be able to do that. And yeah, I mean, it's true. You wouldn't even be able to really do banking because if you can go online, how are you going to do banking? Who actually goes into the bank anymore? The only time I ever go into the bank is like when I go to the credit union. That is the only time. And the only reason I have to do that is for my work, for the job that I do. Otherwise, I would have no reason, okay? I deposit any check or anything on my phone. You know, you take a picture and you do your deposit. I don't go to the bank if I don't have to go to the ATM, even better. So think about how many people do this, okay? We wouldn't even be able to do banking. And if we did go into the bank, they probably wouldn't even be able to do banking or help us because so much of what they do is dependent also on internet. So everything would practically be frozen anyhow, okay? When you stop and think about it. But anyways, what they were saying is that as long as you had, or if this were to ever happen, okay, if you have a landline, an active landline at your house, you could always create your own internet BBS with your using your landline as long as the switches hold up. So, okay, one thing. When they say as long as the switches were like would hold up, now are they talking about the grid? Okay? The electronic or whatever grid, communications grid. And creating your own BBS, your own internet BBS, because you have a landline. I mean, that's way above my techie thing. I mean, I don't even know what a BBS is. But I'm pretty sure that most of you probably do. And then they went on to talk about modems and how it's so cheap. You could go get a modem and it, you know, it hardly cost anything and this and that. So you could create, I guess, and keep your stuff online somehow. Now, maybe that's good for communications, for news, things like this, all right? But I don't feel that it would help us out in a financial situation, being able to do any type of banking because they are very dependent on the internet also. So once again, this is theory because I never knew about this before, but I started thinking about, well, okay, if we want to look at things as being sinister, that would put many, many people in peril. That would absolutely cause a huge chaotic scenario, okay? Because the majority of people, just about all, okay, in certain locations, the people wouldn't have an active landline. So is there something to this, okay? Is there more to this? So, I mean, I wanted to just gaff it and just continue going with looking into something else. But for some reason, it just kind of like stuck with me. So when things like that happen, I feel that I have to share them, all right? Not saying that I'm going to go out now and have my landline turned on even if I don't have a phone connected to it. I'm not saying that at all because, no, I'm not going to do that. But what I am saying is that perhaps there is something more to why the companies would want to get rid of all of the home phone services and maybe just keep the critical ones active, like hospitals, doctor's offices, retail, and other things like this. I mean, with everything that we've seen and we're continuing to see, it's a real possibility. I'm not saying probability, but it is a possibility. And for those of you who are interested in this and maybe know already something about this, you can take it further and see how you feel about all of this. It's just, certain things, I just have to share them, all right? Because if I feel that maybe there is some information that may be useful, whether I use it or not, I would like others to be able to at least have the option, okay, to look into this and to see how it fits or if it fits at all. Okay. Now, I could go, because there's so much, guys, I could go into more theory, but I'm just going to save it for another time. But what I do want to share, and this, once again, okay, we are talking theory. I'm going to share something else that I just found out about. Now, I don't know what the true name for these things are. I don't like to use the word for them that just seems to be out there and the word that the majority of people use. So I'm just going to call them the lines, okay, in the sky. So I have recently, this is something else that I heard about. And this comes from someone who's pretty darn credible. But still, since we can't prove it, I mean, us as individuals, as just regular everyday Joes, okay, we really can't prove this. Even though this here, this information comes scientifically, it comes from fact, okay? But I have to put a disclaimer out there. It comes from fact, but in fact, I don't know if it is a scientific fact, all right? So it's like I just went in a big circle. But anyways, what it said was whatever substances are in these lines that are crisscrossed up there in the atmosphere when you look up sometimes, okay, whatever the substances are, it has reduced the testosterone levels in all species, in every species on the earth. So since 1969, okay, to today, I'm not saying that these things started in 1969, but going back with the data to 1969 to 2024, there has been a 50% reduction. That's half, all right, in the sperm count in all species. They're talking about every single species, fish, frogs, donkeys, cats, I mean, lizards, you name it. 50% reduction. So, I mean, it's astonishing. It's unsettling. And when I look outside, because we have like lizard land in our backyard, there are so many lizards up there. And in the summertime, there just seem to be like thousands of them. But anyways, I look at that and it's like, man, if there's been a 50% reduction, I just can't imagine how many of these things would have been out there roaming around, okay, without that reduction. But going further, what does that say to us, okay? These, whatever they are, chemicals, whatever, this toxic recipe of whatever it is, has to be able to penetrate through, I mean, you name it. It has to be able to penetrate. So it's probably like inhaled. Many people say, oh, well, you got to wear a hat. You got to do this. It's probably not going to help because when you think about it, everything breathes, everything, even fish. They don't breathe like we do, but they still get air. So whatever this is, the way that it affects all the species across the board is because it is breathed in. I just found that really interesting. And as we go forward, and I know quite a few people who are having a very, very difficult time. They want to have children, and they are just having such a very difficult time. And when you think about me just being one person, and I already know four people who they just cannot conceive. They just cannot do it. When I heard this, I started thinking, well, that could be one of the reasons why. So, but once again, it's theory because it can't be proven. But once again, if you're interested in this type of thing, I'm pretty sure it'd be really easy to find this information, okay? Okay, now let me see. I had to write some stuff, okay, because I have so much to talk about and I don't even have a pen with me. I have to X this stuff off of my paper because I don't want to talk about it again. I usually have to cross things off of my paperwork. So there was this really interesting account. Let's see if I can. Okay. Now, these are two separate people, two separate stories. These two people do not know of each other's story. So that tells me that there are many or at least a few more out there like this, okay? Similar stories. Now, one of the stories is that there was this girl. She was in a store. She was standing in line waiting to pay. Two people walked in. She turned around. You know, people walk in, you turn around, okay, they're standing behind her. She said she could hear them having a conversation, but their conversation was not like audible, like you can hear me right now. She said because she heard their conversation like in her mind, like they were speaking telepathically. And the end of their conversation, that she said they stopped their little telepathic communication when one of them said to the other that the girl standing in front of them could hear them. And so then they stopped their conversation abruptly and they walked out of the store. So she actually got out of the line and went to go and look and see where they were going. And she saw them. She saw the direction that they were going in. But then they kind of like disappeared in the crowd. And she was wondering if it really happened like she thought. Like, okay, were they really speaking out loud? Or did I really hear them like in my mind? And then she says, Nope, I really heard them in my mind. They weren't speaking out loud, having a conversation like we do. And then to confirm it, the one said that the girl standing in front of us can hear us. Now, what were these? Were they hybrids? Were they aliens? Were they real people who just had some sort of a gift? Okay, but let me continue. So, this guy now, he reports that when he was young, they lived on like almost 200 acres. They had 200 acres out in, I don't know where, Kansas or someplace like that. So he would go out walking around, hiking, and explore. It was all their property. So he had the freedom to go anywhere he wanted on that property. So he was out there one day and he started hearing people talking. He knew that it wasn't his dad. He knew it wasn't workers because they had nothing going on at that time. So he started walking a little slower, you know, so his footsteps wouldn't be crunching and all of this stuff because he wanted to see who was out there. So in a little bit of a clearing, he sees this group of people. He said they were all tall people. They all had blonde hair. And he said they were all dressed up. And of everything that caught his attention, it's their clothing that did it for him. Because he said in that particular area, there were a lot of farm communities. He didn't see people around where he lived dressed the way they were. They were wearing like some kind of fancy clothing, like suits and ties, stuff like that. He said, but everybody was wearing the same color. And there were a couple of women there as well. But they all had on the same color. They also were speaking, but their mouths were not moving. They couldn't see him. He was kind of like hiding in the row of trees. And he said it wasn't a big, wide clearing, but it was enough of a clearing where they could like stand around and see each other because it was a heavily wooded area where he was at. So suddenly, okay, let me get my notes. They didn't see him, but one of them voiced, I mean, not out loud, but telepathically said, there's a person nearby who can hear us. So suddenly they all stopped talking. Then, out of nowhere, a few more of these blonde people, these tall blonde people, seemed to appear. So now there were more of them. He said he doesn't know how many exactly, but it was like a little group. So he backs up out of there and he doesn't want to run because he doesn't want to make a bunch of noise. And he goes back to where he came from. He goes back to his house and he doesn't want to say anything, but he tells one of his friends. His friend happened to have a mother who was like psychic or something. And she says, well, we can do a hypnosis thing on you and see what else you may have heard, maybe some information, because she started thinking that they were aliens, that he walked up on some type of little alien conference or something. So they had planned to do this like in a week. She was going to put him under hypnosis. So after that week passes and he goes to his friend's house and then he tells his friend's mother, let's just say her name's Sheila, and he says, okay, Sheila, I'm ready for my hypnosis, you know, to see if I heard anything else or anything, any type of information. And she was like, what? And he said, yeah, I'm here to for my hypnosis. And he says she did not remember. She did not recall that she was supposed to put him under hypnosis. She didn't recall his story of what he had seen out on the property. She remembered nothing about it. So he just let it go. He just like, okay, maybe I'm just crazy. So the fact that he still remembers, to this day he remembers. And she didn't. She just like looked at him like that blank stare, like, what are you talking about? She didn't even remember that he went to their house that day. And neither did his friend. So whatever these things were they able to manipulate these people to somehow manipulate their minds to erase these thoughts? What were they? Were they aliens from someplace? We hear all of these different things, the Greys, the Pleiadians, the this, the that, the Nordics. Because he said later, you know, as he got older, he started reading. And that's when he found out about the Nordics. And he said that that described these, whatever they were that he saw. He said, that's the description. The way the Nordics are described, that's what I saw. He's like, they having some kind of a group meeting, and then they go out in different locations in different cities. And what would the purpose be? See, we don't know. We don't know what the purpose is. We know that people see these things quite often. There have been so many reports and this and that, but what is the agenda? We really don't know. We can theorize and we can, you know, guess and stuff like that, but we really don't know. I find these really interesting, these stories, okay? These encounters, whatever you want to call them. And I have heard many different people all through the years actually talking about the telepathic communications. So I don't know what to call these type of encounters. I couldn't put a headline on them, but there's a lot of weird stuff going on there out there. I'm going to tell you guys, this is so many years ago, okay? And I was at a Farmer Boys, okay? I don't know if Farmer Boys are all over like America or anything like that, but we have these places here in Southern California, they're called Farmer Boys, or like hamburger restaurants, you know, and they have all this other stuff, salads and blah, blah, blah. So I love Farmer Boys. I like to go to Farmer Boys. So I was there and I was waiting and I was standing in line to put my order. And there was this man in front of me. And I guess he was with his wife or his girlfriend, whatever, okay? He was with, I don't think it was his wife, but anyhow. It was like this thing that this individual gave off. It was not like I could hear him. I could not hear him telepathically. But I'm going to tell you that the energy that this guy emanated, the energy coming from this person was so overwhelmingly, there's no other word for it but nasty, okay? It was just overwhelming to the point where I was feeling like I was getting ready to like hyperventilate because I couldn't take it. I had to like back up. It was just so strong, this energy. I have never in my life felt anything like that before. That was a one-time thing. At the time when this was happening, I was thinking to myself, I've never felt this before. I can't take it. This is just so nasty. And I was also wondering if this is a real person. Is this a real person? So the person that he was standing with just seemed to be like not very animated, okay? Just kind of like, I find it hard to explain, but she just wasn't very lively. I mean, she was speaking to him. They were speaking. They were talking about what they're going to order or whatever, but it was just overwhelming. It was like this guy cannot hide this nasty energy, at least not from me. So I had to like back up, and then I had to like get kind of like whoever I was with. It could have been my husband. I don't remember because it's been a while ago, but I had to almost like get behind them. And then I guess it was my husband, because then I told him, you know what, that guy's energy is just so friggin' nasty. I can't take it. And he's like, really? I said, yeah, I just can't take it. I almost wanted to just leave. That's how bad it was. So where am I going with this? I'm not going anywhere. I just want to share that with you guys, okay, to kind of like, I don't know if I've ever said anything about this before, but I think about it once in a while. So when you just wonder about people, are they really people? Who are we really having a conversation with? And is it going to come to the point where even face-to-face, could we be having a conversation with AI? Could we be having a conversation with something not from this planet? Maybe an interdimensional, all right? Because it's also been said that these things, these whatever you want to call them, have the ability to manipulate the dimensions, which, okay, well, that sounds like a true story to me. Just like when people talk about Sasquatch, other things like this, that they come through like portals and so on, and that's why there have never been any remains found of a Bigfoot. That's why there have never been any type of evidence found of a Bigfoot out there in the wild giving birth or anything like that, because they just are interdimensional. Okay, so anyways, that is about it for today. I haven't discussed or shared, okay, no, that isn't it for the day, guys. All right, I have one more thing to share with you. So I have these, I wanted to go in my shack and share this with you guys, but you know what? I'm so sorry. I'm going to wait until I'm able to go outside of my shack, and then I'm going to share with you something that happened to me in the house this morning, okay? Hopefully, you know what? Maybe I'll be able to come on tomorrow. If I get out of work early, I'll come on tomorrow and share some more creepy things with you guys, all right? But I haven't done the obscure song theme with you guys for a while. And I really don't know how obscure this particular song is. It came out in the early 80s. And I've been thinking about it because there is actually a historical component to this particular song. So it is called Enola Gay. That's the name of the song. Enola, E-N-O-L-A, Gay, G-A-Y. So I remember when this song first came out, and it's a typical 80s song. I mean, with that whatever synthesizer music, you know, and stuff like that. But it wasn't until the DJ guy who was on there on one particular day talking about the significance of the song and that the Enola Gay was actually a bomber back in World War II, and it was actually the first bomber that dropped the bomb, okay, in October of 1945. And the pilot named that particular plane after his mother. So I'm not sure about the lyrics to that song or if it even really has anything to do with what took place on that date. But you can take a listen to it, or you can just read the lyrics. Why I haven't ever done that, I don't know. See, you know, what you think about it. Maybe you already know about this song, all right? But when you look and you know, songs that not a whole lot of people know about because they were never like real, real popular, like that song. I don't know how popular it was in the 80s. I couldn't tell you. It's a song that I remember hearing it on the radio, but did I run out there and buy the CD? No, I didn't. But there is a historical piece of something in there, in that song, just the name alone. All right, so I just wanted to share that with you guys. So anyways, I'm going to try to be back tomorrow. If not, it's probably not going to be until maybe next Monday until I can get back on, okay, with this temporary schedule. I think that this schedule that I'm on right now is getting ready to end in about 3 weeks so that I can get back on track and have more time and be able to come on more days than I'm able to right now, okay? That's why I have to try to squeeze everything in all together. But I hope that some of the things that I presented today were of interest to you and that you can maybe look deeper into some of these subjects and see what you think about them. I cannot take credit for any of these. These are all things that I have read, okay? These aren't things that people have came and told me personally. So these are like, they're not my stories. And the other things, you know, the theory and stuff, these are all things that I learned about. I didn't go out there and go to the library and research or do anything like that. But I wanted to share them with you because you just never know. And once again, some of you may already know about many of these things, okay? Because you guys are a smart crowd. You guys are an intelligent group of people. So anyways, once again, I want to thank all of you for joining me. You can always contact me, maybe_Maria@outlook.com. I love hearing from all of you. Have a great day, and we'll be walking and talking again soon as possible. Ciao.